Patsy! Patsy! Come out the window, come out the window!
What now, John John?
Shh! Patsy, take time to talk to missus. Remember, I said this wrong, you know, and we don't want girl to see we cause, you know, she's very fast. Anyway, turn on the switch there for me.
Hold on. Boy, it there. Ah, John John, you know, easy, you know.
See me telling you to worry yourself, baby, cause you have John John to the rescue.
You stay there talk about John John to the rescue. Any day you get shock, you see, you better come in before chat it at the girl is here.
Patsy, how you love chat about shock, so? You well want me get shocking? Eh?
You know me no mean nothing by it, man. Come on, turn on the TV make me so I go on, Pani.
No, Sam. Me no want to watch this. Me go check out the local station.
Across the land, yeah, yeah. Cause when they steal it, everybody feel it. So electricity theft.
The power to stop electricity theft is in your hands. If you are stealing electricity now, you will get caught. It's only a matter of time. Before you get caught, get legal. The power to stop it is yours.
Persons are being warned to desist from accessing electricity illegally. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley warns that illegal connections can lead to destruction of property as well as loss of lives.
We have seen in the past where a number of homes got destroyed because of one, illegal connections, faulty wiring, and in some cases we have seen where children have lost their lives as a result of these illicit or illegal activities.
Minister Wheatley adds that illegal connections can often place unregulated load on the system, inconvenience service providers, as well as other persons and entities connected to the national power grid. Against this background, the ministry is moving to implement the Street Lighting, Installations, Loss Reduction and Community Renewal, SILC initiative. The project will target electricity infrastructure upgrades in a number of homes in approximately 25 communities and will be carried out at a cost of $1.25 billion. The initiative, to be implemented as a pilot in Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Catherine and St. James, aims to improve electricity supply in these areas by making access more affordable, thereby improving citizens' safety and security while reducing losses. Dr. Wheatley says the engagement will build on existing arrangements among the Jamaica Public Service, Jamaica Social Investment Fund, and National Energy Solutions Limited, NESOL, to expand electricity supply and minimize unauthorized connections to the national grid. Earlier this month, approximately 60 residents of 43C Featherbed Lane in South Central St. Catherine were provided with electricity at a cost of $4 million. The provision was facilitated by NESOL, which installed cables, transmission lines, power transformers and streetlights, and wired the homes for beneficiaries. Dr. Wheatley says the project forms part of the government's thrust to provide 100% island-wide electricity coverage. Meanwhile, several residents of Featherbed Lane are welcoming the provision of electricity.
We, the citizens, are very grateful for what NESOL has done for us. Many of the citizens had light. And when the JPS come in, everybody run up on the wall of our place, like when we scratch out ants' nests. So now that we are regulate and have a light, we are highly grateful.
Resident of 43C Featherbed Lane, Elaine Wright. Another resident, Jacqueline Anderson, says she feels privileged, adding that it was often a challenge for her daughter to get home after work at nights. Miss Anderson says her scared daughter was often forced to walk alone.
So we are grateful and we are privileged for this opportunity, and we want to thank our Member of the Parliament and the NESOL Company Limited for what they have done for us.
Lord, Patsy, my conscience are kill me. You know what is true? We really need to get connected legally.
Yes, John John. Before you get caught, before we get caught, best we get legal.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.